Welcome again to the Ministry of Sermon and Song. Would you please open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2? 1 Peter chapter 2, and in order for you to understand, if you're listening for the first time this week, in order for you to understand where we are, I'll have to say just these few words. This book of Peter is written to the saints scattered abroad who are under persecution because of their stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, whenever these saints of God were persecuted and scattered, they became lonely, they became discouraged, and Peter now is encouraging them. He tells them about their position in Christ. He tells them then all of the marvelous things here in chapter 1 about how we are saved and born into the family of God and born again by incorruptible seed. And now he begins to lay down some instructions. How are we supposed to act toward this persecution? Now that's the context, and of course we can always make application as long as it's in the Bible. What we're saying is true. So these verses are referring back to chapter 1. Beginning with verse 1, it says, "Wherefore," it's referring back to chapter 1. Now, I've been making some applications about your day and mine, and I think that's when preachers get in trouble, whenever they decide to use the Bible and not just say that this refers to those back there, but it refers to you as well. And I've been saying some things that needed to be said about how Christians hold malice and hatred and how it destroys them. And when they get mistreated, even by other Christians, they get mistreated. They get a spirit of condemnation and a spirit of hatred built up against them and try to turn everybody they can in the church against them and try to tear up the church because they themselves got hurt in the church. Well, so what? You got hurt in the church. Surely you get hurt in the church. Surely you're going to get hurt in this life. Surely there are those in the church that are not saved that's going to hurt you. What kind of a Christian are you that can't take a few things for Christ and for the glory of Christ? And instead of trying to build up, you're tearing down. If I was you, I'd go put my head in a hole somewhere, honest. If I were you folks, who every time things didn't go right in the church, and the pastor did a little something wrong, whether it was right or wrong, really, you thought it was wrong, you go flying off and telling everybody else about it and wanting pity, self-pity, like a little baby. Well, here Peter says, grow up and get the sincere milk of the word and start acting like an adult. And then in verse 4, now I'm going to move on. I'm going to get off of that because that's one of my pet peeves right now, and I've got to get off of that. I've seen so many so-called Christians act like the devil until it's gotten me more or less upset. But let's look at verse 4. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Now he's talking about our Jesus, our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. You've tasted that the Lord is gracious, he says in verse 3. You've tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now he says, to whom coming, and unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. That's Jesus. Disallowed of men. The world did not accept him. They rejected him. The Jews rejected him. And the Gentiles, for the most part, rejected him as well. They rejected him. And he says, now, because he was rejected of men, doesn't mean that he is not chosen of God, and that he is precious to you. Verse 5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. Hey, we're priests. We are priests. Do you see that? We are priests, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Not blood sacrifices of bulls and goats and animals, but spiritual sacrifices. What in the world could he be talking about spiritual sacrifices? Well, it would be termed a sacrifice if you were mistreated, if you were beaten, If you were beaten with sticks or if you were a martyr for Christ, it would be a spiritual sacrifice. You are a holy priesthood. You can offer up that kind of sacrifice. You don't offer up a sacrifice of a blood by shedding the blood of an animal or a turtle dove or something of that nature, but you can sure act like a Christian. And you can offer up the sacrifice of humility and the sacrifice of love and the sacrifice of not hating and not holding envy and malice and strife against someone, be they saved or unsaved, who has mistreated you, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Now, these are what are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, they wouldn't be acceptable to God unless Jesus had paid the supreme sacrifice by shedding his blood on Calvary. Then, because he shed his blood on Calvary, then these are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ's sacrifice. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ, taking our sins and his body on the tree, and then we trust him and become saved, it's supposed to change us. It's supposed to change us. All right. Wherefore, also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. That's Old Testament. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, that's Jesus Christ, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. So whenever you see people who are all confounded, they're first in this denomination and then they're in that one. They're first running to this church and then they're running to that one. First they believe one way and then they believe another way. One time you see them, they believe certain things about the teachings of the Word of God, and then later on, they don't believe that anymore. They are confounded. They're confused. And Christians are not to be that way. Preachers, I'll just use one illustration, and I'll use it in my own field, my own kind. Preachers will preach against divorce, and they'll just tear it up. They'll just preach against it and tear it up and make sure that the people understand that the Bible says that these people are not, they can be saved, and they're not second-class Christians, but there's certain things in the church they can't do. And then their own daughter or their own son will get involved as assistant pastor, or they'll keep their son or daughter as a teacher in the Sunday school. They'll keep their own, and then you ask them about it, and they say, well, I don't see it like I used to. Well, bless your heart, we need to offer up spiritual sacrifices and stick to the Word of God. We'll be back in this book next week. I hope you're with us.